Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 193 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about how you can stop comparing yourself to others while working out and how to avoid the imposter syndrome, which affects a lot of us, whether we know it or not. So let's talk about the first part, which is comparison. And these kind of go hand in hand. Imposter syndrome and comparison in a way, they go hand in hand. But it's really easy to find ourselves comparing ourselves to others, especially in the gym, especially in a performance-based atmosphere like the gym, where you're lifting weights and you're doing cardio and you're working out next to people, and some people may have different body shapes and body types, and you know, it's really easy to compare how you look or compare how you're performing to the person that's next to you and to the other person that's in the room. And even myself deals with this all the time. I deal with it while I'm at jiu-jitsu. All right, I'm pretty new. I've only been training in jiu-jitsu for a couple of months. And so I find myself looking around the room and comparing myself to others, whether they're somebody who's, you know, 10, 20 years younger than me and better than me and have more skills than me, or someone who's, you know, doing, who's at the same level as me, and who I feel that maybe is, you know, improving better and more. And, you know, it's easy to compare yourself, and it's easy to have that feeling that you're not stacking up compared to other people. I've also realized that I found myself doing this while in the gym, and which is completely normal and natural if you do find yourself doing that, which is why I'm recording this show. And, you know, a couple days a week, I work out at a general population local gym that's right down the road from my house. Number one, it's convenient because I do work from home a lot of days nowadays. I'm only in my gym at Next Gen about 3 days a week now because of the amazing staff I have. And I find when I'm there, I make things harder on them to actually allow them to do their jobs. So I try to stay out of their way and let them do what they're best at. But also when I'm working out at Next Gen, my workouts become, you know, 3 hours long because I, you know, find something to clean or I end up talking to some members, and, you know, my rest goes from 2 minutes in between sets to like 13 minutes in between sets, and my workouts just aren't as productive and as quick and as time efficient as they are with them when I'm just working out on my own at the general pop gym and I have my headphones on. I'm not talking to anybody. I don't care about if the garbage is overflowing or if there's dust in the corner or if the weights aren't put back the right way. I mean, I care, but it bothers me. But I'm not, you know, necessarily going out of my way to make it better, because, you know, I do that while I'm at, you know, Next Gen. My, you know, work has still on, so, you know, even though I am working out, I'm at work, and so it's hard to kind of take a step back and separate and relax and actually enjoy my workout because everything else is going on, you know, because I'm actually at my job. So long story short, I've been working at a local gym, and I naturally find myself looking around and comparing myself to others, and I, you know, look at people who are, you know, younger than me and stronger than me or have better bodies, you know, quote unquote better looking bodies, and it's easy to fall into the trap that you're not as good as somebody else, or you don't look as good as somebody else, or you're not as strong as somebody else, and then that self-doubt starts to creep in and it starts becoming a negative experience. So, you know, just know that if you do experience that, it is a natural thing that everybody experiences, including myself, who's spent probably thousands of hours at this point in my life in a gym, working out with people, working out next to people, and who is generally speaking, probably in, you know, not to brag, but probably in the top, you know, 1 or 2% of, you know, in shape people in this world. So, like, to compare myself to other people in the gym is unfair in the sense of, you know, I'm setting myself up for that negativity and that negative mindset. So how I go about it, how I get rid of that comparison, or I try to fight that comparison in my head, is I try to change it from being jealousy to envious. And even though they sound similar on the surface, they're not. And, you know, jealousy is that negative feeling that, like, that other person, you know, let's just, for this example, let's just use, is stronger than you. And you're jealous that that person's stronger. And like, it comes from a negative place. It comes from a place of comparison, right? It comes from a place of that you wish that you were stronger than that person, right? Or it comes from, you know, that place of, well, that it's not fair, they don't deserve it, or, you know, that kid is, you know, 22 and I'm 36 and I've been lifting longer than him, you know, how is he stronger than me on that bench press or whatever, guys. So just shifting the mindset from having that be a negative feeling, because all that is a feeling. It's a feeling that happens, just like any other feeling, just like when you feel happy or you feel sad or you feel hungry or you feel anxious. You know, it's a feeling that we could control, that doesn't define who you are. It doesn't define who you are as a person or what you're actually accomplishing. All it is a feeling. So the first step is to separate that feeling and know that that is just something that is fleeting, right? It is something that is not going to be there forever, and it's not something that actually defines the reality of the situation. It is a fleeting emotion. It is a fleeting feeling. It is something that is not going to be there forever. It is just a moment in time that you're feeling that. So first is just recognizing that and knowing that that feeling of jealousy, that feeling of comparison is one that will subside. It will go away. So to harp on it and to take it, to carry it on outside the gym, to carry it on further beyond than giving it in its moment, and that's what you should do, is give it its moment and recognize it and understand that it's feeling, and then try to move past it and try to use positive self-talk to move past it, because that feeling will go away and subside. But the way I like to do it is I like to reframe it from jealousy to a place of, now of course I'm losing the word, envy. Wow. So you take it, that negative self-talk of jealousy, and you make it envious. You make it envy, all right? Instead of saying, you know, making it a negative thing that person's stronger, you say, wow, I strive to be like that. I want to get that strong. I want to look that good. I want to perform that well. Right? I want to be able to do that myself. I'm envious. That person probably worked really hard for that. That person has probably put a lot of time in it. And if not, then they may just be naturally stronger or naturally gifted, but I'm envious and I want to strive to get to that level, right? So it's reframing the jealousy and the comparison to become an envious, where it's something where it's positive and it moves you forward and it moves you in the right direction and it helps you get better and stronger or whatever the case may be. It changes that little shift, that shift from a negative emotion, that negative feeling, to a positive emotion. A positive feeling will help you take strides, and it will help you actually gain ground and accomplish more things. And it gives you kind of a benchmark, or it gives you something to strive for, right? If there's somebody, let's just take this out of the context of fitness and put it into, let's say, financial, right? You know, there's a lot of people who are more successful than you. Like, there's more people that are more successful than me financially, you know, and instead of being jealous of somebody who has more money than you, I try to become envious of them, and I say, what are they doing? What can I do to get myself there? Because they're doing something right? They're doing something that I'm not doing, or they're doing something better than what I'm doing. They have a different idea or a different approach, and I'm envious. Like, I really want to get there. That's who I want to be, and I envision myself like that. I envision myself making that money. So what do I do to be like that person? Instead of being negative and jealous of that and comparing yourself and saying, well, I don't have that and they have that, or I don't make as much money as that person, and it becomes that negative self-talk again, right? And that kind of, is the psychology behind shifting that and reframing that and turning a negative feeling and a negative emotion into that positive feeling, that positive emotion. And that's what imposter syndrome is it's the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally despite being high performing in an external objective ways. Right? This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or feeling like a phony and doubting their abilities. So let's put this in the context of the gym and fitness. If, let's say you're somebody who's been coming to the gym, consistently, and you've gotten great results for yourself, you're achieving goals, but you're in the room and you're the person who's the most out of shape in the room, or you feel like you are, or you feel like you can't stack up with other people, you feel like you don't belong in there, you feel like you're a fraud, you feel like everything that you've done that, has achieved, that has, turned into the results that you have, it's not as good as everything else, as everyone else, right? And it's easy to put it in terms in a financial and business sense. And I put it that way because these are when I feel it often, right? So if I'm in the room at like the mastermind I go to, and I'm in the room with, 100 gym owners, right? I feel like I don't belong, despite the fact that I may have succeeded, better than a lot of the other people in the room, right? But I feel like I don't belong in there, and I feel like I'm an imposter. Like everyone else is doing better than me, and everyone else is experiencing more growth than me. So, it's very similar to when you're working on the gym, and it's easy to look around, and it's going back to that whole comparison thing and comparing yourself to others and feeling like an imposter and feeling like you don't belong there, like you're a fraud, and just because you're not perfect with your nutrition or you've skipped a workout or whatever, it's easy to feel that. So these are some negative mindsets that will stop you from truly achieving your greatest potential and truly achieving the results that you want to get. All right, we're very self-sabotaging, a lot of us as human beings, and it's these negative thoughts that go through our head, and that the process of being in a negative state of mind and then shifting that to a positive state of mind could make a world of difference for you, and it could really accelerate results, but it could also help you enjoy your time in the gym more and have more fun and actually enjoy the process that you're going through. So if you find yourself comparing yourself to others, if you find yourself feeling jealousy, if you find like you feel like you're an imposter, you have the imposter syndrome, try to take that feeling and then understand that it's just a feeling in that moment in time, isolate it, understand it, recognize it, don't hate yourself for it, or don't become more negative about it because it's something we all experience, and then try to reframe it to a place of envy, where you're envious instead of being jealous, where you look at it and you say, that's what I want to do, and that's what's going to drive me to keep working harder or keep showing up or keep meal prepping or keep saving money or whatever the situation calls for, right? It's a reframing of the feeling of that emotion and turning it into a positive so that you could use that for momentum to become a positive in your life. So I hope that this is something that can help at least a bunch of you listening, because I know we talk a lot about the physical side. We talk a lot about what to eat. We talk a lot about, how to work out and exercise. But the most important aspect of it all is the mental side of it. The internal approach that we take to getting results and to our fitness and our health and our success in life. So thank you for listening. If you're in the Next Gen area, if you're in the Randolph, New Jersey area and you are not a member of Next Gen, we are currently running 50% off your first month. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, go to our show notes. There'll be a link that says contact us. Click on that, put your information in. Kelly will reach out to you ASAP, and she will get you set up for a free 60-minute fitness consultation where we go over all your goals, your health history, any injuries, and how we can put a plan in place to help you achieve those goals. You will leave that 60-minute free consultation with an actual plan on how to achieve your results, how many days a week you should be working out, what nutrition plan you should be following. And if you want to move forward with that, you can sign up for 50% off for the first month, which is a crazy good deal. And if you don't want to sign up for that, you take that plan and go do it on your own and try to do it on your own. But chances are, if you're coming to us, you will want to at least do a month of that 50% off. It will be well worth working with a professional personal trainer who knows what they're doing, who knows how to help you and can help you implement that plan. So again, go to the show notes, click contact me or contact us, put in for your information, and Kelly will be in touch to set up that free 60-minute fitness consultation for you. So that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Until our next show, which will air next Tuesday, thank you and be well.